Hello.
Hello, Mr. Giller.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Zanaya again. I contacted Mr. Francisco, but unfortunately, it doesn't seem as though he's returning. I asked him because they're changing the guards out now, but he states he doesn't feel comfortable because of how the man talked to him and treated him. And so
we're having a new guard. Did you tell him to change? 8 o'clock, the new guard's coming.
Yes, sir. I advised him that the new guard.
And he's telling
is
him to let him in. He's telling him to let him in. Look, you can't do this to us. You know, we got up early. We can't take another day for this. You know, we really expected the dishwasher. I hope you can't do this to us. I'm going to have to probably buy it somewhere else. I mean, this is terrible service.
I do apologize about.
You got to tell the driver to come back. I mean, who the hell is he to tell he's not going to come back? He's got to come back here. He could have called us and straightened it out. He didn't call me. He called me earlier to say he was leaving. Why didn't he call me? Jerk is this guy. I mean, really, this is not really right. I'm sorry to take it out on you, but this is not fair to us. It's not fair.
I can request him
one more time.
It's just he says that he doesn't feel comfortable in the location. And if he doesn't feel comfortable, then
this is a very nice location. What does he mean doesn't feel comfortable here? These are beautiful homes here. I mean, what do you mean doesn't feel comfortable?
He says due to the security guard and his manner, the way that he talked to him.
But there's a new security guard coming in at 8 o'clock. He's there already. There's a new security guard. It's not the same person.
I advise,
and he knows to let him in. He knows to let him in. So just tell him or have the guy call me. Either way, but this is ridiculous.
I do apologize. I advised him that a new security guard is there now that is going to let him in, but he advised that he doesn't feel comfortable returning to the location.
Well, we bought something. Somebody got to bring it here. What do you mean he doesn't feel comfortable? What the hell is he not to feel comfortable? I'm sorry that he had a problem, but we have a new guard. So what is his problem now?
He says he just doesn't feel comfortable returning. I advise of the new guard and that you
have... Does he have somebody in charge of him that can fire him? Does he have somebody in charge that he has to listen to?
Yes, sir. He does have someone that's over him.
Well, is there a way for me to speak to that person really soon?
I could call to see if they're in. If not, I'll just go ahead and send an email with your information, and he'll give you a call.
Well, we're waiting all day for this.
We've been waiting months.
We ordered this at the end of November, and they weren't delivering it till today. We're waiting for this. It's not the way to treat customers and people. I've been a customer at Best Buy for many years. Isn't there anybody who cares about goodwill and about customers? What kind of business is this? Nobody's accountable. Nobody takes any responsibility. I'm sorry he had a problem. It's not my fault, all right? But he could have called me. He had my phone number. He could call me. He didn't call me. You got to have intelligent drivers that deliver things. You can't have people that just react to their emotions just because they had one little hiccup. You know, really.
Let's see here. I could send an email over to his manager advising such and that you would like to request for a manager to call you.
Oh, that's
going to
be all day
matter.
Thing. Then once you're gone, my connection will be gone, right? I mean, once you hang up, I'll never hear from them. I know what will happen. And then we're going to have to cancel. Then we're going to have to buy a dishwasher somewhere else. I mean, it's really, we cleaned the whole thing out in our kitchen. There's a lot of work my wife had to do this. And we sanitized everything. We did everything nice to make it good. And I don't understand why the guy can't come back. Even if he has to come back in an hour. But the point is, why can't he come back?
Well, I asked could he come back, but I can't force him. So he states that he doesn't.
Why can't you push him? You tell him the customers may cancel the order.
I can only advise.
Is it a private company? Excuse me a second. Is it a private company you hire, or are they part of Best Buy?
Well, we're not part of Best Buy. We're part of XPO Installations.
XPO Installation.
Yes, sir. I'm just a dispatcher.
Okay.
And so I can only inform him what he should do, but I can't really tell him. That's his he has to go to the boss and to in order to tell him what to do. And so that's why I'm getting an email sent over for you in regards to the matter. It shouldn't take all day. There's probably someone in the building right now, and he'll give you a call in regards to the matter. He'll either
Is there a phone number for XPO? Was there a phone number for XPO installation?
Yes, sir.
Can I have that number?
Just let me know when you're ready. I can provide you with that number.
I'm ready. Okay.
It is 1-800-920-8337.
And where are they located?
We have a last mile quarter in every state, but our main location is in Florida.
If I call, I'd like you to call the supervisor though. Well, first try to call the guy again, and then please call me back. All right, I'll wait for your call.
Okay. Right.
Well, what's your name?
My name is Zanaya.
Zanaya?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Zanaya. I appreciate it. I know it's not your fault, but it's very frustrating on our part. All right.
That's no problem. Let's see here. I'm going to try to see if he'll return. But if not, I'll just send an email over and I'll give you a call back to confirm that I've sent communications to his manager.
Well, that's one thing, but also call him up.
Yes, sir. I'm going to call him first to see if he'll return.
Explain there's a new guard and that it's not fair to take it out on the customer. You know, it's not my fault. If he would have called me right away, I would straighten it out. So we called. I thought he was still at the guard when you called me.
I believe he was, but he just left because he says the way that his guard talked to him and then him not having a mask, he didn't feel like that was safe and he didn't want
to. I'm
going
to get that guard fired. I don't care. I'm going to speak to the board here. That guard's going to be gone. I want him out of here. I don't want this guard here at the gate anymore. This is not right. You know, this is not fair. You know?
Yes, sir. I completely understand.
You know, I'm an 80-year-old man, and I still work. Okay? I like working. And I don't need this aggravation, you know, to not get much sleep and have my wife do all this work to prepare and then find out they're not coming. And we waited a month and a half for the dishwasher. Okay? So I don't accept this, okay? And if I have to speak to Best Buy, I have connections. I'll go higher up, and then you guys will lose an account, okay? I mean, really. So you got to, like, please try to help me. Tell this guy it's very important that he brings it back.
Yes, sir.
Okay? And he gives us approximate time. Or you can call us for a time, approximate time. All right?
Okay, give me 5 to 10 minutes.
Right,
I'm going to call him back and
aggravation. Tell him sorry for his aggravation, but it really, tell him nicely that it's not the customer's fault, all right, and that we're going to, you know, we'll deal with that guard, but there's a new guard there, and they know to let him in, okay?
Okay.
So, and we'll verify, if we know he's coming again, we'll verify that he's coming in, and I think the code is 246A. We'll have to get the code. Give it to him. Give it to you to give to him. All right? So if you can please, you know, kind of like try to talk him into coming back at some point.
Okay.
You know, just explain it's not fair to these people. You know, they have nothing to do with the guard. All right? And there's a new guard. Make sure he knows there's a different person there. All right? They change at 8 o'clock. They change the guard at 8 o'clock.
Right. Give me one moment for you. I'm going to give a call to the tech to see if he'll return.
Hold on. You have another phone. I'll hold on.
I'll give you a call back. Give me 5 to 10 minutes for you.
5 to 10 minutes. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Yes, sir. No problem.